My dearly beloved in Christ, I would like to take the opportunity today, as we are preparing to celebrate Independence Day tomorrow, to speak about the duty of patriotism, love for one's country, and we ought to pray for our country, while at the same time we lament the many crimes that are committed in this country, the many ways by which Almighty God is offended. It was certainly not lost on me the fact that the infamous Roe v. Wade decision was overturned on the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. That is something that we Catholics have prayed for many years. But it also was shocking to see, although not entirely unexpected, the vociferous opposition with which this decision was met. And there are these anti-life women who do not want to lose their access to abortion. And so the reversal of that heinous decision by the Supreme Court in 1973 did not end abortion in this country. And there are many other evils, and we should pray for the conversion of our country and pray for an end of these evils, because we do, as Catholics, love our country. Our country was consecrated to our Blessed Mother. The bishops of the United States chose Our Lady under the title of the Immaculate Conception as the patroness of this country in the mid-19th century. And I want to give you a little bit of Catholic trivia about our country. Do you know who was the first pope to set foot on American territory? Well, you might be thinking, well, Pope Pius XII, who came here in 1936 as a cardinal, was not pope at the time, but came and visited this country. But actually, that honor goes to Pope Pius IX. I was in Boston. I used to go to Boston often, as you know. And once I had some time, so I went to visit the USS Constitution, which is quite an interesting ship, because the USS Constitution is the oldest commissioned naval vessel in the world. It was built in 1797. It saw action in the Barbary Wars, but in particular in the War of 1812, and it was never defeated. And it earned the nickname Old Ironsides because the cannonballs would just bounce off the side of the boat because it was built of such solid, hard oak. At any rate, that ship is still there in North Boston in the harbor, can be visited. But close to it, there's a museum. So I went to the museum, and, you know, there's so many things you could spend hours and hours, but I went through the museum very quickly, read certain displays that I was interested in. And as I was leaving, the curator there said, "Oh, Father," said, "did you see the rosary?" And I said, "No, I did not see the rosary, did not notice it." So he took me into a back room of the museum, and there was a rosary that was given by Pope Pius IX to the skipper of the USS Constitution after it was taken out of active service in the Navy. It went on a goodwill tour around the world to promote peace and to promote friendly relations with the United States, with other countries. And so in 1848, it docked in Gaeta, which is a little south of Naples, I believe. And Pope Pius IX was staying there at the time because he had to flee Rome because of the Freemasonic uprising that was going on in Italy, and he fled down to the Kingdom of Naples. So he was there when the boat was docked. He went onto the boat, and he gave a rosary to the captain in charge of the ship, and that's in that museum. But, of course, an American ship, wherever it is considered American territory. So Pope Pius IX can be said to be the first pope that set foot on American territory. Be that as it may, we love our country, and we practice patriotism. And in that regard, I'd like to read to you some sections from this wonderful book. I'm sure many of you have used it. It's called My Catholic Faith, and it's like a catechism written for adults. but is an excellent book. So here's a few sections from it on our civic duties. A citizen must love his country, be sincerely interested in its welfare, excuse me, and respect and obey its lawful authority. A citizen shows a sincere interest in his country's welfare, by voting honestly and without selfish motives, by paying just taxes, and by defending his country's rights when necessary. Every Catholic who has the right to vote should exercise that right. Matters closely connected with the life of the people are the constant subject of legislation or debate. Even if your vote does not enable the good candidate to win, at least it will lessen the margin of his defeat. A Catholic elector who gives his vote to a candidate hostile to Christian principles, or by abstaining from voting, contributes towards the success of such a candidate, has much to answer for. A Catholic elector must not vote for any candidate who despises the teachings of Christianity. Before voting, he should find out the candidate's views on education, marriage, etc. We must respect and obey the lawful authority of our country because it comes from God, the source of all authority. And that reminds me of what our Lord said to Pilate. When our Lord was before Pilate and he was being accused of this, that, and the other thing by the Pharisees and the leaders of the Jewish people, our Lord was silent. And it says, Pilate wondered exceedingly. And he said to our Lord, "Do you not know that I have power to condemn you, and I have power to release you?" As if he were saying, why don't you respond? And our Lord said to him, "You would have no power over me if it had not been given to you from above." So all authority ultimately comes from Almighty God. We should be loyal to our civil officials, obey their just laws, and pray for them. We are bound to obey just laws because all lawful authority comes from God, as St. Paul says in his epistle to the Romans chapter 13. We are not bound to obey unjust and wicked laws. Laws contrary to divine law, opposed to the law of God, cannot be just. If therefore we are commanded to do what God forbids, or to desist from doing what he commands, we must obey God rather than men. It is a sin to plot against our government and country. Treason is a crime against God and our fellow men. We are bound to love our country and defend it against all its enemies, within and without. We are obliged to take an active part in works of good citizenship, because right reason requires citizens to work together for the public welfare of the country. And just a few more sections here. The chief duties of those who hold public office are to be just to all in exercising their authority and to promote the general welfare. No one should strive after a position of authority which he is not competent to fill. One on whom honors and positions are conferred should have as his principal thought the accomplishment of the duties connected with his position. He must not think much of himself on account of the honor. It makes him no better in God's sight. Public officials must set a good example because they occupy a conspicuous position and because example is better than precept. Officials do more by their example than by their orders and regulations. And one last section here. Public officials should promote the general welfare by safeguarding the rights of all, passing good and just laws, and enforcing these laws impartially, interesting themselves in the spread of good moral customs and religion, and punishing evildoers. So, as we prepare to celebrate our nation's Independence Day, let us reflect upon our duty as Catholics to love our country. And this does not prevent us, obviously, from recognizing the evils that are so prevalent in our country today. Yesterday, I was reading through an encyclical of Pope Leo XIII, written in 1895 to the bishops of the United States, called Longinqua. And in this epistle, he praises the United States for the freedom that Catholics are permitted in this country. And it's a result of that freedom that we are able to practice our faith. And the church in the United States blossomed. If you go back to second half of the 19th century and throughout the 20th century, the church in our country grew. So that opportunity of practicing our faith without hindrance, we are grateful for that opportunity and we take advantage of it. At the same time, Pope Leo XIII, in that same encyclical, lamented. He said, the United States of America, the system you have is not the ideal. This idea of separation of church and state is not the ideal. And because of it, there are so many moral evils that are tolerated, if not downright promoted, in our country. And we have to recognize that and pray for the conversion of our country. We value, as Americans, we value liberty, a land, the land of liberty. But we have to remember that free will is a gift from God, but it's also a dangerous thing, because there would be no souls in hell right now if it were not for free will, abusing their free will. And Pope Leo XIII, who wrote that encyclical to the bishops of the United States, also wrote one on human liberty, Libertas Humana. And in that encyclical, he says that unrestrained liberty is not a good thing. The liberty to do anything and everything, as we have in this country. And he said, liberty, or we should say freedom that chooses evil, should not be called liberty, but license. Because liberty is a quality that ennobles a man, using our free will to choose to do good, to work out our salvation. That is true liberty. But misusing one's free will to offend Almighty God is license, not liberty. And there's a lot of license in this country. And we lament that, and we pray again for the conversion of our country. We're grateful for the opportunity to practice our faith, and we make use of it. And by the way, one other little tidbit. Just a few days ago, the supposed Pope, Francis Bergoglio, came out with a statement lamenting that there are so many Catholics who are not putting into practice the reforms of Vatican II. And he says, imagine this. He says, there are some who think that the Council of Trent was more important than the Council of Vatican II, for sure. But then he said, and this resistance to the reforms of Vatican II is especially prevalent in the United States of America. So it's interesting. He singled out our country. And it is a fact that there are more traditional Catholics in the United States than in any other country. So we're grateful for the opportunity we have to practice our faith. But let us not fail to pray for the conversion of our country and through the works of good citizenship to be a shining light to our fellow citizens, to lead them to Almighty God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.